Don't be so hard on yourself. Instead, say, I am where I am as a result of past thoughts and past words and past actions. But right now I stand in a new place. And now I am thinking and speaking and doing different things, which will bring about a different future. If you can imagine that as you stand here right now in your present, and you are thinking of something you do not want, or speaking it, or even acting toward it, and you are feeling negative emotion, imagine that as you are standing here, you are spewing a sort of red inky mist into your future. In like manner, as you are standing here in your now, thinking or speaking or acting in the direction of something that you do want, and feeling good about it, you are spewing a white, iridescent mist into your future. The distance that it goes into your future has to do with the intensity of the emotion that you are feeling as you are spewing it. And so we say to you, even if you are spewing a vast amount of red, inky mist into your future, if you don't spew it again tomorrow and the next day, eventually you will have walked through enough time and space that you will be out of the red zone, so to speak. But if you do not understand how important it is that you feel good in your now and not bad, then you're probably spewing red ink into your future every day. And that is why things do not change much. That's why things pretty much stay as they are. Because you keep thinking and speaking and doing pretty much the same thing. The reason we have offered this analogy is because we are wanting you to stop being so hard upon yourself. Stop saying, I can't. Stop saying, I'm a failure. Stop looking at what is with dislike. Instead, look at what is and say, this is where I am as a result of past thought and word and action. But now I understand things differently. And now I will consciously, deliberately set forth that white iridescent mist, while I will be more careful not to spew forth so much red. Most physical beings do not understand how they are getting what they are getting. And so they do not deliberately set forth thought, but they allow whatever thought that comes to them to remain. And by law of attraction, those thoughts grow larger and larger and more powerful. As physical beings, you are much more than you see here in those physical bodies. Most of you do not understand that. While some of you believe that you lived before this lifetime, and some of you believe or want to believe, you hope, that there will be something beyond this lifetime, there are very few of you who understand that right now that there is another part of you that exists also in the inner dimension. We call that part of you your inner being. Your inner being communicates with you even now, even though you do not know that it does. For indeed, every emotion that you feel is communication from your inner being. It is a sort of guidance system, not to guide you to the great right or wrong in the sky, but to guide you to appropriate thought, word, or action as they are related to what you want. If you do not take the time to identify what you want, then your inner being has nothing to factor in, and your guidance is not as appropriate. But when you are making conscious decisions about what you want, then your inner being, through emotion, can guide you as to the appropriateness of your thought, word, or action in the moment. As you feel emotion, it comes forth of whatever it is you are doing. Whatever it is you are thinking about doing. Your emotion responds to your thought. And so as you are thinking about doing something and feeling negative emotion, your inner being is saying to you, that which you are thinking about doing is not in harmony with what you say you want.